Do you mind if I'm...
Yeah, I'll play today.
Thank you.
Can we swap half
off? Injury-wise, everything okay?
Yeah, with the coach just making, I guess, some rotations, and it's really great that we've just got such amazing depth and versatility that we can... chuck anyone out there. It's really good.
Yep. Just on that versatility, your four shooters, how important is that for you all to be firing coming to the finals?
It's really important, and we're continuing to build the combinations between each of us and constantly having those those chats around certain things out on court, but just to be able to have the options of those combinations, I think, is one of our biggest strengths.
In a match like this, you're expected to win. What kind of goals do you set for yourselves?
I think, I guess coming out, we sort of went, right, we'll see how the first quarter goes. Obviously, we want to set ourselves some targets, but we also need to adapt to what's out there, because we haven't had a lot of sort of scouting opportunities against some of these other countries. So, just being able to think on our feet, I think, is one of the best things.
Yeah. Kim Rebellion's sick, I hear. Can you tell us any more about that?
No, I'm not actually even really sure. I think the medical staff will be looking after that. So, okay. Yeah.
Malawi later today. Probably going to be a likely opponent in the semi-finals. You get a chance to see them today?
We'll probably just be looking after our own recovery this afternoon and having a bit of a rest of our legs and stuff. And we'll probably try and get to watch some of that back home.
Okay. You're shooting yourself, 91% today, 85% for the tournament. You're happy with how you're going so far?
So could still be improving, and I think it's just those little brain lapses a little bit, because the tends to be the ones that I'm missing are the easy ones. So it's just a matter of that concentration, I think.
If you were to get the gold medal here, it isn't here. The World Cup next year in Australia, how big would that be to take the gold medal home and for the importance of the event back home in Australia?
I think it'd be really great, to lead up for us, but we're definitely just thinking about this at the moment. Like, we've got test matches later in the year this year and all sorts of things, but we're really just focusing on the here and now.
Yeah. Great. Thanks for your time.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Hi, sorry. Can you just tell me your full name just for the tea?
Yeah, Caitlin Waits.
Okay, so tell us about Jamaica. Malawi are playing well. How do you feel about the prospects of those matches?
I think some of the quality of the netball that's been put out here in the last few days has been really amazing. And it's, I think previously there's sort of been, three, maybe four teams that have really been vying for those spots. But the strength of, some of these little or known countries like Malawi has really been amazing. And they're putting out some great performances, and it's really exciting for netball.
You had a really close tie with England. Do you expect the matches to get tougher as it goes on?
I think so, and I think that's just the general, what a tournament is like. You start to get a little bit fatigued towards the end of the week, and you're not as fresh as you were at the start. And so I think those kind of things bring out a different, the fitness element obviously comes into it. So all of those things are going to come into play by the end of the week.
And I suppose the prospect of meeting New Zealand in the final. Are you guys thinking about that yet?
Not at the moment. We're kind of just trying to, I know it's cliche, take the one game at a time, and we've still got, these opponents today, Trinidad, knew they were going to be really physical and, so athletic with their aerial ability and stuff, so we've really just focused on them for now. We've got a day off and then South Africa, so we're looking after those pool matches first, and what will be. So.
Okay, well, best of luck. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, if you can just first of all start with your full name and title.
Lisa Alexander, and I'm the head coach of the Australian netball team for the Commonwealth Games.
And so the close shave with England, how do you then continue on form after that?
Oh, look, we really have to put it to bed. That's what you have to do in a tournament. You have to forget about it and move on, and England would have had to do the same thing. They had to face South Africa the next day, and we've had two very hard games against Barbados and Trinidad Tobago. It's been very physical, we need to make sure that we keep improving.
And what about the prospect of either Malawi or Jamaica? Do you know what their teams are about, and how do you feel about
it? It's really exciting. I think it's exciting for world netball that we've got such competitive teams now. You can see that it's becoming closer, and that's the way it should be. I love our sport and I want the whole world to love it as well.
And in terms of thinking about the potential of a Kiwi final, do you think about that just now?
No, we don't. We really are literally after each game, winning each game, and we'll worry about the finals when we get there.
And how would you say the girls are performing? Are you pleased? Is there anything you want to look at?
Look, we've always got things to improve. We're in a high performance environment, so we're always looking for edges and little things that we can tweak and improve, so we'll keep working on that.
And finally, what do you make of the netball facility here and the reception so far?
Oh, look, it's been amazing. Scotland and Glasgow just love this city. It's been beautiful. They've hopefully seen netball at its at world-class level, and they realise what a big sport it is and how exciting it is.
And that's important for you to
Absolutely,
get
yes.
All right, well, enjoy. Thank you.